13, the word of the Lord reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that each and every morning the prayers of the righteous come before the Lord. As we seek not only his hand, we seek his face, his mind, and his will for us and in our lives. So it is 6 o'clock. We're going to go on and begin our call, and we're going to go out to Atlanta, and we're going to ask Minister Kathy if you would come, please, and give us our opening prayer.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Let us just go to the throne of God. Father, we just thank you for this new day that you've given unto us. We just honor you for being God and God alone. We praise you this morning. We thank you because you kept us again, Lord God, and caused us to wake up to a new day. And we just give you glory and honor today. We thank you, Lord God, because you've been so good to us. Hallelujah. You've been our keeper. And we love you so very much. We worship and adore you this morning. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Well, we give you all the glory and the honor. We worship you most high today. We give you ourselves today, Lord God, as we yield to the master's call. We yield to seek you early in the morning as your word has instructed us, Lord. And as we come together, Lord God, on this master's call this morning to hear a word from you, Lord, I ask, Lord God, that you would touch every member of this family today. I ask, Lord God, that you would just go ahead and give us exactly what we need for the day today. You already know this day. This day is already ordained of you. And we declare, God, that this day we will worship you and we will adore you. We will say that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you for your servant that shall come forth and bring forth the word today. Lord, we ask you that you bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her in her body, oh God, in her vocal cords, Lord God, her entire body right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that your word is already anointed, and we thank you for your word that shall come forth this morning. Bless us, Lord God, as we sit attentively and let your word fall on good ground. Now we come against any diabolical attack of the enemy now in the name of Jesus, and we declare that the atmosphere be cleared in Jesus' name, that we might hear. Open our ears, God, that we might hear. Oh, God, the word of God, let the word come off of the pages into our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every member of this artist family. We pray for the Desiree Leon family now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that keeps us in the midst of change, in the midst of difficulties. You are our keeper, and we give you glory for it now. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that's ordering our steps, and we bless you for that right now in Jesus' name. We glorify you because you alone are God. We thank you because you are the one that helps us, Lord God. Thank you for the Roberts family now, Lord God, as we continue to keep them before you. We bless you, Lord God, that we shall see a miracle. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we join our faith together and we believe you for what you said you're going to do and you already have done. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the one that heals us, Lord God, and we give you glory and we give you honor for it right now in Jesus' name. We bless you for this call this morning, and we sit with anticipation of what you're going to do. And we just say, God, just do you what you're going to do today. Hallelujah. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Thank you, woman of God, for setting the atmosphere and anointing the atmosphere so that the word of God can go forth freely. We praise God for you, Minister Kathy, and we are just excited about this call. We're excited about each and every one of you being in place and ready to hear the word of God. We're going to encourage everyone, excuse me, to get a pen and paper as you prepare to hear our mouthpiece this morning. We have just a few announcements because we want to give her plenty of time to minister this morning. We want to remind everybody that the APC training is this weekend. in Atlanta, Georgia. They were going to have their grand opening on Friday, but I had to push it back, so keep them in prayer. I know they're so excited about finally getting a warehouse in Atlanta, and so definitely keep the ATC training covered this weekend and keep everything in prayer. The speakers that will be coming to teach and train, the traveling mercies, that the people of God will come out and hearts will be encouraged and new people will come out to the opportunity meeting I know they'll be having. And then it'll just be a God-ordained time. We just want to cover it from beginning to end in prayer. Also encouraging you, our artist family, to go to your back office and avail yourself of all the many other announcements and Super Saturdays and different meetings going on. There's always exciting things going on. The call last night was full of great information on our Wednesday night Artist Live call. So make sure you go to your back office and avail yourself. We are grateful for this God-ordained company that brought all of our hearts and our lives together. And for you listeners on the line who are not a part of Artists, we're going to encourage you to contact us and let us know, and we'd love to share with you about this company. Our Master's Call family does have a website where you also there can find the many messages. I call it an arsenal because I tell you, it is power-packed with the meat of God's Word, the anointing that destroys the yoke, and the anointing that truly will bless your heart when you just sit and meditate on the Word and listen to the different messages. Our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themasters, with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you to visit, stop by, and check out our website and listen to the different messages. Also, we encourage you to email us, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you with prayer requests, with praise reports, and just to give us a little shout-out. Our assignment, our mandate, this call is to hear and receive the prayer requests and to literally, truly do what the Word says, is to cover them in prayer, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. And we have watched God faithfully hear and answer prayers. So please, feel free to contact us. Well, at this time, we're excited to have with us all the way from Chicago, the Windy City. Our evangelist for this morning is one voice that we have been blessed with many times, and we praise God. She is part of the Master Call family. Evangelist Gwen Beatty is the founder and director of the Winning Circle, a faith-based organization that specializes in financial literacy, urban agriculture, sustainability, and preparedness training workshops. You know, that's good for me to say that this early in the morning. And she has grown up on the south side of Chicago and really has a heart and a clear picture for her community. And after 14 years of working in the community, she has served on the University of Illinois staff and as a senior in higher education, wearing many, many hats. Her resume, and we've been happy to pray for her and her church, Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church with Apostle Cliff for Turner, and I'm sure she'll give us an update on the praise report there. She is really a woman for the community, for the people, walks with the people, and turns around and blesses the people by planting seeds. I love the Chinese proverb that says, you feed a person fish, they eat for a day. You teach them how to fish, they eat for a lifetime. And truly, that's the heart and ministry of our old Gwen Beatty. We praise God for her. She is a widow and gives honor to God for her son, Renard, and Sakari, her granddaughter, Kamari Beatty, and affectionately she's known as her heart, and it's just about the kingdom of God and the building of God's kingdom. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce and present to others our ordained mouthpiece for this morning, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. The floor is yours.
God bless you. God bless you. Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, God bless you. I want to just thank the woman of God, and to each of you, my artist family, you know I love, honor, and appreciate you. And I am just elated whenever I get an opportunity to thank God for this call, this people, this time. And, you know, all of what she said is not important if we don't know God. And I just thank God for anything that I am. I owe it all to God. I owe it all to thee. And I want to just salute each of you, because today I'm definitely grateful and honored for all of those of you, as she said, who has stood so faithfully with us. Because the Bible says when the enemy will come in like a flood, our God will raise up a standard. And that's what it's about today, just being Christian men and women of God who know who we are in Christ Jesus, and taking our place in the marketplace, taking our place in our homes, our families. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about that stand as I release the word that the Lord has given me today. Just being ye also ready, for in this day and hour, we just never know what it is that the Lord would have us to do. You heard my bio, but I want to just let you know, as we are led by the Lord in whatever we're doing, whether you're in this business, you're a Christian, you're seeking the Lord this morning, just know that you're going to need the Lord in days like this, in a time like this. You know the evangelist is going to come out of me this morning, but I'm going to talk to you in the time that I have this morning. The Lord has laid on my heart to just release the word, the epitome of a Christian. You know, in these days and hour, you just need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And the epitome of a Christian is just really one who follows Christ. In days and times like this, the teaching that we receive every morning, the teaching that we receive from our pulpits, the teaching that those of you who came up in Christian homes and Christendom was a state of fact in your household, believe me, in this day and hour, you're going to need to stand on the word of God. And that means you're gonna have to kind of be a little bit not just like King Agrippa, because when Paul was talking to King Agrippa over in Acts the 26th chapter, and I'm going to give you a few foundational scriptures to help open up your eyes about this Christian. You know, a Christian is basically just a person who follows Jesus Christ. And in whatever hat and whatever role you're wearing, even as she laid out my bio, you lay out your bio, whoever you are, Christian ought to be in front. People ought to know you by your love because of who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, as people are coming into this day and hour, they ought to be convicted by our lifestyles. Their eyes ought to be open. You know, Acts 26, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. I'm going to give you this scripture that says, to open the eyes so they may turn from darkness. As we walk as Christians in this world, as we walk in our artist business, people are in darkness in their finances. They're in darkness in their home, how to raise their children. But do you know the light from the power of God is stronger than the power of Satan? They will receive forgiveness from their sins and be given a place amongst God's people. That's us. I'm talking about the Christians, we who are set apart by faith. And that's what being a Christian is about. And there are some foundational scriptures that you can look at in your time of devotion in Acts 26 and 28, and also 1 Peter 4 and 16. For it talks about, if any man suffers as Christ, you know, then you a Christian. Thou persuaded me to be a Christian. When Paul was talking, King Agrippa said to him, and that's what ought to happen today. People ought to be persuaded by our conversation that something is different about us. They ought to leave our place of influence when they sit by us or they go walk with us throughout the marketplace. Like when we were in the court, as the sister prayed when I gave my testimony, people knew we were Christians. Not just by the way we said and the way we came in large numbers, but they saw our love. There was something different about us. And when you talk about the epitome, we're talking about the epitome is basically typically a perfect example of its kind. And how do you be a perfect example in days and hours like this? We just left Mother's Day. We're talking about mothers who are the perfect nourishers of Christ. We're so connected with our mother, we had to be cut apart through the umbilical cord. You know, wouldn't it be great if people looked at us so they didn't know if they was looking at Christ or looking at you? Because we cut from the same cloth. If you understand what I'm saying, we're talking about life-giving. Christians are life-givers. You know, everything about us is healing and wholeness. Even when you got to cut somebody with the truth, you still are breaking a bondage in love, because a Christian is founded on the teachings of Christ. And you see, Christ did many, many things. So I just want to give you a fresh perspective how to be a blessing on today, how to walk as Christ walked upon the people. So when you follow this example, we're talking about nothing lacking, essential things that people need in their life. I'm not talking about being high and mighty, giving them the Greek, the Latin. You know, we can break it down as Christians, especially women of God. We're so educated today. But do people see the God kind of love on a daily basis? I'm talking about the perfect example. How do you become a perfect example? Be ye holy, for I am holy. I want to let you know, when you're talking about being perfect, because see, the way you become perfect is you repent of your sins. Now, you know the evangelist is going to come out, and Evangelist Gwen, as I release this message. I'm always talking about getting repentance. But when we walk in a lifestyle of repentance, we don't have to repent all the time. How do you become holy? You are perfectly faultless because of the blood. When we dig into the truth of being a Christian, what happens? We love God. Luke 10 and 27 teaches us that a Christian loves God with all of their heart. You see, this is a problem today in the marketplace. See, a lot of times you may not be in a position to tell people, I love you. The conversation may not yield to that type of atmosphere for you to release that, because you might have some type of sense of insecurity in telling people that you don't know, but you can say it in your heart. You can sit next to a person who acting unseemly. I'm talking about the typical example of a person that follows Christ. I'm talking about the epitome. I'm talking about being perfect, holy as Christ is holy. In your heart, you release any blockage that's broken. You see that God is concerned that we are the image of him in the earth. Every Christian who's trying to put righteousness in your children this morning, you need the holiness of God. I'm talking about the epitome of a Christian today. The epitome of a Christian is one who loves the Lord with all of their heart. See, when you love the Lord with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind, Luke 10 and 27, it admonishes us that nothing else can get in. That's how you stay holy. You have the right conversation because you're led by the Lord. You are fearful to walk outside of God when you love him with all of your heart. You are asking God. You fear the Lord. That means you have a reverence for him. I'm talking about the epitome. I'm talking about wanting to live in the truth of God's word, obeying the word and God's will for your life. You watch what you say when you want to be the epitome of a Christian today. You watch your thoughts. Thoughts are shooting day and night at us. We watch our tongue so that we can be prepared to pray. Praise God. In the midst of situations and circumstance, we don't want to cut people down and be critical, but we want to become closer to God. This is what the epitome of a Christian is. A Christian is loving. They are concerned about, you know, I was considering a gentleman that sat next to me just yesterday. I was going to do composting, and I had to pick up coffee grounds from a gourmet shop. And the gentleman, he had his legs wide open, and I had to sit next to him, and I had my basket, and I had to take the shuttle to this gourmet place where I was going. And he moved over so I could sit down, and I was like, well, can I just close, if you could just close your legs a little bit, I could get in. And he looked at me like Satan from the pit of hell, saints. My master called friends, people are full of spirits. I knew right then what I was dealing with. He said, no, I can't close my legs. He said, you in here? I said, my God. See, if I wasn't a Christian, something else could have came out. But the epitome of a Christian in me said, okay. It was so crowded, I didn't move. And in my heart, immediately, I said, I love this brother. I said, Father, I know you have a plan. You have a plan for this man's life. I don't know what it is, but give me wisdom, God, in this situation. Because he began to talk all crazy. He started like he was full of possession. He was full of possession of at that time, I'm telling you, I saw the demons rising up in this guy. But you know what? I remembered I was a Christian. And I said, Lord, what would you do in this position? Do you know the epitome of a Christian? You begin to design action plans and strategies for every situation you are in. You need to be a witness for Christ. And every today you're going to come against situations and circumstances in the earth. While you're doing your business, you're going to need the wisdom of God. You're going to need to be able to act suddenly and trust God. You're going to need the wisdom. You're going to need truth. You're going to need the expertise of the Holy Spirit. That's what the epitome of a Christian does. They say, Lord, okay, I can't fall on my knees on this bus, but I'm kneeling in my heart right now. God, show me how and what to do. Help me to set the priority straight for the situation. So immediately the atmosphere began to change because I took on my rightful place as a woman of God. I began to pray in the spirit. You can pray deep down in your belly. Sometimes as we dig out the timeless truths, even of situations we're in, we need to raise people from the dead in their spirit through the power of prayer. You begin to change the atmosphere. All of a sudden, the atmosphere, I saw the Holy Spirit stepping in the atmosphere. You see, this is a day and time that we have to minister wherever we are, lacking nothing, being perfect, being holy, every opportunity we get. Because we have to be ministers. Your pulpit could be anywhere you are. You have to pull people out of the pit in the spirit. destiny of a Christian is one that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. It's real, saints. It's real. A Christian knows that whatever situation you're in today, God's grace is sufficient for you. 2 Corinthians 12:16 talks about the grace of God. You need God's grace. You need to rejoice in your spirit. Your spirit can be grieved one moment, but when you get into holiness, say, God, change this situation. I got loved ones, they're in a pit. God, you got to pull them out of the pit. Be the epitome of what will Christ do. We see the bumper stickers all over the world. But what will Christ do? You got to have the wisdom of God. I'm talking about the epitome of a Christian. Yeah. Therefore, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Luke 1:44 tells us to be filled with the Spirit. That's why our mind has to be always in a position. Holy Spirit can fall upon us upon any time. Every morning we get up believing this word. We get up hearing the word of God. Do you believe it? We can't have doubt and unbelief and faith functioning at the same time. There is a passage in the scripture where it said, help my unbelief. The epitome of a Christian knows that Luke 1:30 is real. Nothing is impossible. I'm talking about the perfectness of God, the holiness of God. That's what we're going into, knowing that it may look one way to you, but what does faith say? Nothing is impossible. What am I believing God for today? I'm believing him for victory. Every situation I'm in, every circumstance, I'm believing that because I am walking in the holiness of God, that the epitome of being a Christian, that I'm going to be perfect, that it's not impossible with God. It might be impossible with you. But as a Christian, you now take on the appearance of what God say you are. And what's that? You are favored. Just like Luke 1:28 said, Gabriel appeared unto a woman because he said, he appeared unto our Lord and Savior, and the Lord was coming. Elizabeth and Mary, he said, look, these women, they are favored, and I want you to know, men and women of God, angels will appear before you today to keep you in all of your ways, to favor you wherever you go today. The favor of God is with you because blessed are you among those who walk the earth because you are the epitome of a Christian. So yeah. I just want to leave this timely truth with you today. And I want to let you know, I just stopped by this early 6 a.m. morning, that as you soar above storms and circumstances as eagles today, we heard the powerful message, those who were on the line, about soaring, and that happens to be the epitome of what Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Pastor PK's call is about, soaring as eagles. That's how you soar in the earth. You know who you are. You soar above the storms that are life that are raging. But I want you to know that you can be right before God in any situation and storm because I said you're dwelling in the secret place, Christians. So I want you to be excited today as I leave this closing scripture with you. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, that you are the epitome of Christ today. People will see Christ through you. And I want you, my brothers and sisters, to be encouraged that whatever you're going through, your business will be victorious. Your home, your family, your warfare, Liberty Temple Church situation, even though the devil is a liar, made us pull the pulpit down. They said it had to be 7 inches. It was 7 3/4. We had to pull the whole thing down. But God's grace is sufficient We're being steadfast. That scripture says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know that our labor today, I just want you to know, your labor is not in vain. Be the epitome of Christ today. Be what God has called you to be in the earth realm. The epitome of a Christian, one who loves and follows Christ. I love you. I honor you. And back to you, Dr. PK. Walk in victory. My sisters and brothers, wherever Dr. PK is, walk in victory today. I seek victory. Wherever you are today, walk in victory. Pastor Elijah, walk in victory. You are the epitome of the Christian. God must show up and show out for you. Your labor is not in vain. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
All right, evangelist. Amen, amen. What a powerful word, the epitome of a Christian. I tell you, when you give the evangelist the microphone, you heard the passion, the love, and the nuggets from heaven that she talked about today of being holy, being a witness for Christ, really dwelling in that secret place. Oh, I appreciate you, Evangelist Gwen, and thank you for those words from the throne room of God. We're going to ask Evangelist, thank you, Willa, if you will come now and close us in prayer. We're a little over, but please fill us in prayer and with the prayer request for us to close as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yes, I will. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Father God, we thank and praise you for who you are. You are the great I am. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lamb of God, the Prince of Peace. You told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So we praise you, O God, for what you've done and what you're going to do. Father, I thank and praise you that even though during the call I was placed on hold, could not hear the message, but there was music playing, I praise you that this call and all the calls are recorded so I can go back and hear it. We bind Satan in Jesus' name and loose the power of God over him. Father God, you told us in your word, Moses said, who shall I say sent me? And you said, say I am that I am has sent you. So, Father God, because your word never changes, it is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Be the I am who I am over those who are in need of healing. Father, over Dr. P.K. Roberts' husband, Pastor Elijah. Father, over Clarence and Pearlie Mae Preston. Be that I am who has sent healing. Over Lindsay Witherspoon, over Maxine Adair, you are the I am that I am who sent them with healing in your wings. Over Virginia and Kia and Reginald Green and Ronnie and Nathaniel and Lerman Haywood, you are I am that I am who has been sent, oh God, to transform their bodies, to bring forth healing. Father, anyone in need of encouragement, Lord, you are the I am that I am who has restored them, oh God. Anyone in need of a financial breakthrough, oh God, you said that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the I am who has sent restoration. Father, for those who are in need of wisdom, oh God, you said that you would always give us wisdom. All we have to do is ask. You are the I am that I am over that. So, Father, we just thank and praise you that you are the I am that I am over every situation. Father, Satan, we command you in the name of Jesus that you release whatever has been held up from us. And, Father God, we praise you right now that we have what we stand in need of. For you told us that whatever is bound in heaven on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. You told us that where two or more are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So, Father, we thank you that your word is true. We thank you, O Lord, that even though those unspoken prayer requests, they're already done because the I am that I am has already been sent. We give you praise. Now, we go out today as ministers in the marketplace, sending your word forward to encourage someone, O God, to bring forth love, to save someone this day. from total damnation and destruction. We thank you for your power that you have put within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for that powerful closing prayer. We praise God for sealing the word that went forth this morning. We thank you for those prayer requests. We want you all to always know that we take seriously the opportunity and the privilege to cover your prayer requests with the word of God. Our evangelist, thank you, thank you, thank you for that awesome word this morning, the epitome of a Christian. Thank you for that word that was in your heart that truly ministered to our souls. And we thank you, Minister Kathy, for opening up the portals of heaven as we began our call today. And to each and every one of you on the line this morning, part of our Master's Call family, we love and appreciate you so much. And as in closing every morning, we command in the heavens for you that you and your heart and your will be submitted to the call of God on your life from the Master, and you will be his minister in the marketplace. Go out and have an awesome day, a tremendous Thursday in Christ, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. Look forward to you hearing the word from our co-host for this season. We're excited that Dr. Joycelyn is stepping up to the plate and will be bringing us a mighty word tomorrow to close out our week. Go out and have a blessed day. We love you and appreciate you. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.